David Littleproud is the Shadow Minister for Agriculture and the leader of the Nationals.
Thanks for having me.
We've had the former Nationals leader, your colleague, Michael McCormack. He's been opposed to the idea of gun reform here. Do you agree with his sentiment that, you know, access to guns isn't an issue when it comes to this attack?
Well, the current gun laws were not the problem. It was the people who were using the guns and using the bombs. They were terrorists. This was an act of terror that slaughtered innocent Australians, that targeted Jewish Australians in the most heinous act. The fact is that the gun laws in this country have worked, and the reality is that what the Prime Minister is actually trying to do is deviate from the fact of his failure of attacking and addressing the anti-Semitism that is in this country. And what we should be focused on as a country is this hate towards the Jewish community in this country. That has been the missed opportunity since the 8th of October 2023, when the signs were there, whether it be the imam on the steps.
Sorry to interrupt. I do want to come to the broader issue of how anti-Semitism has been tackled. But just to stay focused on the idea of gun reform at the moment, guns might not be a motive, but they are a means by which someone can commit a crime. Your coalition partner, the Liberals, via opposition leader Susan Lee, has said that she is willing to take a look at gun reform proposals. Do you see that cutting the means by which people can commit heinous crimes like this is a reason to strengthen gun laws?
If you are committed to go and slaughter innocent Australians at Bondi Beach, you are going to find means to find a weapon, whether it be a gun, whether it be a knife, whether it be a vehicle, whether it be a bomb. Just understand what currently happens, that what's being proposed around the registry, that's something that has already been supported, already been announced. That's around law enforcement agencies being able to share who owns guns, who has licences. Let me make it also clear that to get a gun license in this country, you have to undergo a fit and proper person test. You just can't walk in and get a gun. You then also have to demonstrate the need for that gun. And particularly if it's high caliber, there's even more that's required. And then you undertake training. And then there is police that actually come to your premise to ensure that you're actually storing those weapons and using those appropriately. And your license isn't for perpetuity. In every state, it's between 3 and 5 years, particularly for higher caliber, it's around 3 years. So the laws that were put in place are working. They are world leading. And this is nothing more than a diversion from the real issue around the anti-Semitism that has been allowed to seep into this country because of the lack of leadership of a Prime Minister who is in this moment, and this is his moment of leadership, but not to divert attention, but to tackle anti-Semitism.
But one of the ideas that the state premiers and territory chief ministers have agreed to go and look at is the idea of changing legislation so that criminal intelligence, not just criminal records, are taken into consideration when it comes to licensing. Surely that's not something that you would object to.
But that's what the register that should have been put in place allows those decisions to be made. That's the fact is that one of these perpetrators had a license. One of his close akin had access to living with this person to be able to know that there was access to weapons. That's why the licensing works. So this isn't the detail.
Well, the licensing isn't working if police have information but not records that they can't look at.
You're right. Well, that's why sharing that information, but making sure. But there are counter-terrorism units within every state police unit in every state. Now, if they know that someone has a gun license and they have access to guns, I would have thought it's beholden on the police to use that. That's process. That's not around the architecture. That's around process of use. And that's where law enforcement agencies need to be more courageous and leaning in, taking licenses and weapons off in a precautionary principle model. That's why the licensing has worked and demonstrated. And that's why they're reviewed, particularly for high caliber, mostly in every state, 3 years, in some cases, every 6 to 12 months.
And some states have limits on the number of firearms you can hold, but not all states. Would it make sense to have a nationally consistent approach like Western Australia to put a limit of 5 weapons on any individual license holder?
Now, again, you have to demonstrate the need for the capacity of that firearm. You can't just say, I want to have one of everything. You actually have to demonstrate the need. That's what you're assessed on now. And I think this is what the Prime Minister's trying to play on, the ignorance of the detail of what licensing looks like, because it's politically expedient to get away from the fact that he's ignored his own special envoy into anti-Semitism's report. Now, what I think we should be doing, and if this is the Prime Minister's moment of leadership, and I'll challenge him today, let's recall Parliament. There are 13 recommendations. We should, before Christmas, go back to Parliament and, in fact, look at recommendation 9 that Julian Siegel has put around increasing the screening of those that come to this country around extremist views, including anti-Semitism. And we should go back to Parliament and we should go and do that before Christmas. If you want to grab this moment as the leader of this country and show you're up to leading this country, then you've got to show that you're going to do something about it. And I think every one of us would be prepared to get on a plane and go and do that before Christmas, because otherwise this is all in vain, Mel, and that is not what these people deserve. This is not what Australia is, and this is what we should stand up. We have been given a privileged position as legislators, and we owe it. We owe it in this moment. And this is Anthony Albanese's moment, and he is going to miss it because he doesn't have the courage to take it on.
David, you're talking there about putting in stricter visa arrangements when it comes to allowing immigrants into Australia. When we look at one of the assailants of the gun attack on the weekend, they have been living in Australia for the last nearly 30 years. When we look at previous thwarted terrorist attacks, many of those individuals are citizens or people who've been born in the country. Do you recognise that this is a multifaceted approach and that in many cases something like changing visa requirements isn't going to make a difference?
No, well, it will make a difference, but it's not the only piece that as governments you can pull the lever of. I'm not trying to say in one way that that's the only thing that needs to be required. Now, what I'm saying is what the levers we have available to us at the moment, we should grab. We should grab it because the nation has visceral anger out there about wanting their legislators to do something about it. And when you have a report that tells you this is something you should do, why wouldn't you grab it? And then you look at those that are in this country that actually want to perpetrate, teach and spew hate from other parts of the world in this country, then there should be a consequence for them as well. And we should look at that consequence. In life, when you set legislation and put penalties, there should be a deterrent consequence in life. Otherwise, you don't set boundaries in society. And our society has slipped. It's slipped its standards because the Prime Minister hasn't taken the cues that were given on the 8th of October on the steps of the Sydney Opera House, through to the bombing of synagogues, through to the streets of our cities being burnt because of the hate that's been perpetrated by people that live here. And there should be a consequence for them. And we should face into that. This is our moment, Mel, and we shouldn't miss it, and we should face into those that are citizens, because that comes with a responsibility as well, and there should be a consequence for them. But we should also be careful about protecting the legacy of this great country that has been built by our forefathers on immigration, and the people who come here should have our values and our beliefs, and if they don't, they shouldn't be allowed in.
All right, we're running out of time, but David Littleproud, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.